Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Hurry it up.
And will you let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Up there with Pearl Jam.
That one felt good.
That felt good.
I felt like I was really belting it out on that one.
A little shocker to the crowd here.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what?
The Jingle Ball crowd, I don't know if it's...
They weren't all used to that.
Yeah, well, get used to it, buddy.
Yeah, that's right.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville is Thursday night. Ray Dinger will be there, sign the Eagles Encyclopedia. There will be food. There will be drink. Do you like the Adolis Garcia signing? 69.6% say yes.
Okay.
And 98% of those 69% have no idea what they're answering.
No
yeah.
clue.
Yeah, but that's
well,
fine.
And if they do, they're strictly thinking about the 23 version.
I can't even imagine they're even thinking about that.
Well,
yeah,
he was magical.
He was magical.
He was.
Hey, let's go around the league.
Teams stink.
It's time to go around the league.
Around the league.
Around the league, sponsored by the NJM Insurance. Let's go around the league. So the first big thing around the league, two huge knee injuries with Micah Parsons done for the season with a torn ACL as the Packers lose to the Broncos, or Bo Nix threw four touchdown passes, and Patrick Mahomes in the waning moments of that game, in the loss to the Chargers, also tears his ACL. Both, I guess, they'll have to find out when they go in there for surgery when they can be back, if they could be back. I suppose it's possible if it's just the ACL, they're back for game one next year. But if it's anything more than that, you know, how many months are we from game one next year? Jan, Feb, March, April, May, June, July, August. 8 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be shocked.
Yeah.
And with both players, you don't rush those guys.
Right. You wait till they're both ready.
Till they completely heal. You just gave Micah Parsons almost $200 million.
Yeah.
You know, rush him back out there to where he's injured even more.
Yes.
And you could possibly miss him the following year. And Patrick Mahomes, he is the prized possession of the Kansas City Chiefs, and you don't rush him back out there on the field. I forget which caller it was that said was it Rob that said from Delco that said that the Chiefs are done and that Patrick Mahomes would never win another Super Bowl?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure about that.
Well, Brady tore his ACL
exactly.
In his ninth season.
When you're a good organization that is used to rebuilding and adding players, you got the key essential player already. You got the quarterback. So all you have to do is add talent to the roster moving forward. Patrick Mahomes is not getting ready to retire anytime soon.
No.
I mean, I think Brady played another decade after he tore his ACL.
It just seems
longer,
like...
Right?
It wasn't even longer. Yeah.
It just seems like they have had trouble filling that roster out. Now, maybe when you clear Travis Kelce off and you're not paying him...
Oh, sure.
It just seems like they have had... They've been at a weapons, you know, deficit for a while now.
Their biggest issue has been they not been able to run the football.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, relying so much on Patrick Mahomes to rescue you every game. You know, Rasheen Rice suspended for six games out of the season. Xavier Worthy can't stay healthy. Hollywood Brown can't stay healthy. Like, they've gone out and tried to get guys. They traded for Hollywood Brown. Xavier Worthy was a first-round draft pick.
Yep.
So
King Henry's a free agent.
He's if you're Kansas City, I mean, the running back you're locked in on is either in Detroit or in Atlanta.
You think you can get one of those guys?
Well, I mean, who else? Why? All I'm saying
Brees
is
Brees Hall's a free agent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I just don't know how you get one of those guys.
No, you can't get one of those guys.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So you're going to have to draft a running back.
Oh,
like,
right.
They haven't been able to get their running game going to supplement what Patrick Mahomes is doing. But anyway, it sucks as football fans that we don't have Patrick Mahomes next year at some point.
Yeah.
They were already going to miss the playoffs, whether he tore his ACL or not.
Yeah.
That
was done.
They weren't making the playoffs.
And it sucks for, I mean, as an Eagles fan, am I bummed that we're not going to see Micah Parsons in the playoffs probably?
Yeah, no.
You notice
I didn't get in debt with his.
Yeah, but I mean.
Because his directly impacts us.
Yes, he was having a great season. Sucks for him. What else? Josh Allen and the Bills go into New England and beat fraud MVP candidate Drake May.
It's a big win.
It is.
That's probably the best win Josh Allen's had in a while other than beating Kansas City in the regular season.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, when you think about had they lost that game, New England wraps up the AFC East.
Yep.
Right? And Buffalo may have to go – well, they would have to go on the road for just about every game.
Yep.
To go down 21-0 on the road – and come back and win that game. That's why he's the MVP.
Yeah, there's been three or four games like that this year that they've fallen behind like that. The Baltimore one, even the Bengals one, they were down two touchdowns to the Bengals at some point.
But that just goes to show you, when you get down early, you can always come back in the game.
Yes.
A lot of football left to play.
Absolutely,
We ought to know, we gave up a 21-point lead.
We did.
In the first quarter.
We didn't score. When you don't score another point, it becomes much easier to give up that lead. Rams put up 40 on the Lions, win that game.
Yeah.
Then the Lions put up 31?
34.
34, yeah.
Yeah, the Rams hung in there. I mean, the Lions hung in there for a while. I don't know, how did they get up by two scores? Because it was going back and forth.
Yeah,
I mean, the Lions even led early.
And then all of a sudden it was Rams were up 41-24.
Yeah, I can't remember how they got up like that. Yeah.
I went to put Sutton to sleep, and the Lions were up. And I was like, wow, they're going to beat the Rams.
Yeah.
I came back down. And like you said, it was 41-27.
Yeah.
Puka went off. I thought he seriously hurt himself.
Oh,
yeah.
We didn't even bring up Devontae Adams.
Yeah, that's another big one.
Yeah, that's a hamstring.
And
he's
old.
Yeah, now I assume he'll be back for the playoffs.
Yeah, but is he compromised?
Yeah.
Right, and you never know if he's going to be completely healthy.
Yeah, and if he has to come on the road, a little handy in the cold.
Yeah.
Not as easy to say.
Well, they need that one seed so they get that bye week for him.
Yeah, I mean, their final two games are easy ones. It is the Cardinals and the Falcons. It's the Seattle game on Thursday night. That's the game. That is the Rams game.
Yep.
Look, Philip Rivers, 44 years old, almost does it. Almost wins that game. Puts a real scare into the Seahawks.
Yeah.
But the Seahawks end up winning it on a field goal.
And listen, he didn't embarrass himself.
He didn't. Threw a touchdown pass, threw for 150 yards or something.
Yeah. I mean, every pass was a five-yard pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, still been 5 years since he played, and I didn't expect him to look as good as he did yesterday after 5 years. So, you got to get old head a little credit there.
Yes, absolutely.
Let me say this, though, because I hear a lot of Philip Rivers Hall of Fame or what have you.
Yes.
Who do you think had a more impressive career, Philip Rivers or Donovan?
That's a good question. I'm a Philip Rivers guy. Also a Donovan
guy. You're also an Eagles fan.
Yes, I know. I'm just trying to be. I mean, I think Philip Rivers is top five all time in touchdowns and yards.
What?
He never sniffed the Super Bowl.
Never. Yeah. He played in one AFC championship game.
Yeah.
Torn ACL.
That's his biggest moment.
Yes. Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
So, and he played with a Hall of Famer in LT.
Hall of Famer
at
tight end.
Hall of Famer at tight end.
Yeah.
Vincent Jackson
at wide. Like, he had a lot of good players.
I would probably say Donovan.
But Donovan won't sniff the Hall of Fame, and Philip Rivers will get in.
Yeah.
I'm just saying who had the more. But that's why perception. That's why when we do these things, like, Philip Rivers never dominated the NFL. I don't know how many all-pro teams he made and all of that. He was behind Manning and Brady and all those guys. Never played in the Super Bowl. A lot of stats.
Yeah.
Now, known for losing big games more than you are winning them.
I was comparing to Matt Ryan.
Right.
And I don't think Matt Ryan.
And at least Matt Ryan got to the Super Bowl.
And won an MVP.
Yeah, did Phillip Rivers win MVP?
No.
See, that's what I'm saying. Why is he a Hall of Famer?
He has the numbers. He's like Matt Stafford. Stafford if he never got traded to the Rams.
And I would argue Stafford shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, now you think he should.
Oh, yeah. Well, now that's what I'm saying. But if you never won a Super Bowl or played in one.
Okay.
Rivers was third in 2009.
That's the highest he finished?
Yeah.
I didn't give my boy McNabb some props, man.
There you go. And he's not even on the show today.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
While some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention, NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJM.com to learn more. 215-592-9494. Get back to your calls after Jack and I tell you about the great National Appliance Warehouse.
Yeah, listen, I know you were sitting around your kitchen this weekend.
Yeah, well, you're probably stuck in the house on Sunday.
You're looking around, and you're like, look how sad this kitchen
is. Oh, my God, it's the worst, especially when you can't leave your home to get away from it.
No.
Yes.
We know you're trying to get away from your kitchen.
Yes, you can't.
You can't.
You always got to come home to that kitchen.
That's why you got to upgrade.
You sad sack of.
That's why you got to upgrade your appliances now.
At National Appliance Warehouse.
At National Appliance Warehouse. Because guess what? They're going to have the right appliance for you. They have over 100 brands, Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, LG, Whirlpool, all the big appliance brands they have for you. They'll fit you with the right appliance to take home and take your kitchen from sad to happy. So you're going to get the right appliance. You're going to get a great experience at National Appliance Warehouse, an industry-leading service team, difference-making culture. Something Mark Stemacken truly believed in when building his company was a difference-making culture, and he accomplished it at National Appliance Warehouse. And on top of that, great experience, great product, you're going to get a great price. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store, finds a lower price elsewhere. So, tax-free Delaware, showrooms in Wilmington and Middletown, and also, Spike, the season of savings is underway now. I know.
Wow.
You missed
Black Friday, but season of savings is happening now.
Don't miss this one. So get on down. You can learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or, again, visit their showrooms in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. And as always, Don Fritz, not you.
215-592-9494. Justin, Tennessee. What up,
hey,
fellas?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing this fine Victory Monday?
Oh, we're feeling good, Justin.
Justone?
How you doing, brother?
Hey, man, where's all the Hall of Fame callers been today? I'm telling you, y'all have had so many new callers today. I've actually got to listen from 2 o'clock to now, and I've not heard any regulars today. There's been a lot of newbies on here, but anyway.
Some people say that's a good thing.
Yeah, a lot of people say it's a good thing.
Then other people wonder why you put the same colors on all the time, and today would be example one of why you do not, actually.
Well, I called last week, couldn't get on. I called too late. No fault of your all's. It's just my work schedule, guys, but I try to call as much as I can. Y'all know that. But anyway.
Yes, sir.
Man, one thing I really want to hit on that I loved yesterday, and I know y'all have hit on it, but BG playing that defensive tackle spot, man. I seen somebody had an article out last week, and it was out on Twitter. I don't remember who it was, like which one of the writers it was. It could have been Brandon Lee Gouton or somebody like that. They were talking about the impact he had made at tackle, where he's seen some more snaps, helping out with Jalen Carter, man. And it's like Ike said, he's still got that quick twitch to get around the guards, maybe not so much around the tackles, but he's also got that power, too. BG is a hawk. He's like, what, 6'3", maybe, and 200-some-odd pounds, and he's just like a ball of muscle, dude. So he is wrecking stuff when he comes through there, and it was awesome seeing him get those two sacks yesterday.
Yeah, he wishes he was 6'3". He's like 6'1".
Yeah, I was going to say, I stood next to BG and at 5.
6'2", maybe. 6'2", maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll say,
maybe,
we'll say,
by the way. Maybe.
6'1 and a half, then.
Yeah.
6'1 and a half.
6'2", okay. Maybe when he was 22.
I had a bit of a dilemma last week, and I know it was kind of a knee-jerk reaction, and that's why I'm still in the truck making this call, because Owen, last year, he wanted one of them Love Hurts hoodies so bad he couldn't stand it. Then they come out with the Love Hurts Midnight Green hoodie. So I was able to order one, get one, pay like $90 for a daggone hoodie. Hurt near had a heart attack when I done that. I was
I'm sure you did.
$90 for a dadgum hoodie. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I was ready to take that dude back to the Nike store, and I figured the only one that could talk me off the ledge might have been Ike, but when I listened Monday, Ike was on the fence a little bit.
I was off the ledge too. Yeah, I was on the ledge. Yeah,
yeah.
But Ike 10 toes
on the ledge, off the
ledge. Back in the boat.
On the ledge.
Yeah,
on the ledge.
He's back in the boat, and I talked to Jack, and I won't tell y'all what Jack said about it, but yeah. Y'all pretty much know what Chris said. But I think I'm just gonna let the kid live and learn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because just give it to him and when the good things happen, he can stick his chest out and say, yeah, love hurts. And if something bad happens, he can stick his chest out and say, you know what, love hurts.
Well, WIP is coming out with a sweatshirt that says bench hurts.
Oh, God.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Good job.
That's
nailed
it. Gross.
Somebody's going to run with that.
Just kidding. Yep. Just kidding.
Going back to what y'all was fussing at Buzz about, and Jack, I think it is Adolis Garcia is how I've heard it pronounced, but you can call him whatever you want to. I think he's a pretty good signing, but he's much better in right field than Cashman. Much better in right field than Cashman. And I think maybe a change of scenery will help him out, being in amongst that crowd, like being there at the bank.
Oh, man.
That could help that dude out a lot.
I agree.
But
I
anyway,
agree. He's a riser.
I had a hell of a show today. I know it's been a while since I've been able to call, but work's crazy. And I hope and pray I get to call again. But anyway, I'll get off here and let you boys go. I love y'all. I mean.
Sorry, all right, Justin. Appreciate it, brother.
Justin should just start calling right after 3:30 country.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just confuse people in the area.
Yeah.
Make them forget where they are.
Yeah. No, I think he works right around that time, so he probably can't.
Yeah.
But that'd be a good bit.
His baseball reference page says it's Adolis.
Okay.
Adolis.
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 Adolis. I like Adolis.
It's definitely not Adolis.
Yeah. Well, in this city.
But in this city, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I'll wait for Fransky.
Adolis? You think we're going to be saying that?
Adolis. Well, we had to do it for Juan Duran.
Duran.
Yeah.
And that screwed me up with Jaron
Duran. That was hard. Yeah. That was hard. I just started calling him Duran. I just forget about the first name.
Yep.
I always called him Adolis Garcia, so we'll see.
What is it again?
Adolis.
Adolis.
Yeah.
It is Adolis.
Adolis.
Adolis. Is Buzz, is that what you
That's what I said. Yeah.
That's exactly
what
I was saying.
That's what me and Buzz were saying.
Shut up, Buzz. Shut up, Buzz.
He got back in there.
He did. Proving that he's right. Got a little chesty.
Yeah. Oh, man. He couldn't stop earlier.
He was fine.
Yeah.
He was fine.
Good job. You stop sticking up for him.
Always.
He wasn't fine.
Yeah.
He was fine. He's got a problem getting out.
Yes. Always has.
Yeah. Always has.
We're about to go on the radio. He's yelling in my ear about something.
Future father is sick.
You should only be saying one thing. You're up. That's all I want to hear.
Or like every other producer, potting you up.
Potting you up. Yeah. And Alex Call, who usually produces after, he does like a 15-second you're up. He presses the button, it's silence for like 10 seconds, and then he's like, you're up! And then all you hear is the music, so you don't know what happened.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too!
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, sorry.
At least you're not holding any gripes.
No. Yeah. No gripes at all.
No.
Deep Voice Luke is good at it, though. Text Line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Spike on the Eagles a year after winning the Super Bowl.
It's
just the Raiders. Can we grow up? Spike on the Sixers 4-0 start a year after winning 24 games. You know what? This might be the year. Mark in Modco.
Never said it.
Well,
I hate the text line.
Well, I now like leading off with texts just like that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Mark and Monco, go to hell. Go to hell. What's next?
I like how you bullied the callers in the first hour, Spike. Very good. Jolly.
That is a vintage Jolly move.
Bullying the callers?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Jolly pre-bullies the callers.
Well, when no one's calling, he goes, guess no one wants to talk about the Eagles.
Yeah.
Are the Eagles dead? I think this weekend he's getting cocky saying no one could out-argue him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, he said he did pull the nonsense, absolute nonsense, that he would take Jalen over Josh Allen again. I think Jolly's a smart sports fan. That is doubling down on insanity.
Well, because he just, you know, Jolly is a smart person.
I agree.
And then
he went to war, or he went to Penn.
And then if you were to debate him on it, he would just go, "Well, Jalen won the Super Bowl."
I know. Just like Maury's a bad GM because he hasn't won a championship.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
very black and white with Jolly.
It's, you know, weird,
cut and dry.
I feel like Jolly's going insane.
Well, he's been on Twitter more.
Yeah, well, that'll do it.
That's never good.
No. Twitter does that to people.
That'll do it.
I mean, people are not happy with the way that you sit, Spike.
Don't happy with what?
They're not happy with the way that you sit.
They're not happy with the way that I sit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, put it on the list of things that people are not happy with. All right. Guess what? We're number one. Eat it. What's next?
Spike can try to downplay the game, but the Birds found their formula for winning moving forward. Make the game shorter than Rios' call on Friday. Mike in Havertown.
Wow.
Wow.
I almost forgot about that Friday.
Rios take it astray. Yeah. Catch it astray, rather.
What a 4:30 segment.
Yeah.
4:30 90s debuted with 1987.
Yep.
Then Rios.
Yep.
And then Tom.
Yes. Tommy's meditation.
Send that to the Marconis.
Yeah. The Rios call. He's still yelling.
Yeah.
Somewhere. You guys,
we'll go with the music this week.
Yeah, and then I said, Rios. And he's like, yeah, you guys got any questions? Questions?
Nope.
All right, what's next?
Is that Hugh Douglas on the afternoon show? Pearl Jam fans retaliating for Ike asking, is that Creed?
That's a good one.
It happens.
That's a good one.
I can't help it.
Well, you know, not having... I don't think it's a... For someone who doesn't know, I could understand why you would think it was Creed.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. And it sounds like Creed.
The singing definitely sounds like Creed. Yeah. What's next?
For my ear, it does.
Sure. Yeah.
How are you going to call into the afternoon show if you didn't even watch the game? Bam in Upper Darby.
Such an idiot.
Jack, you are an out-of-control person.
Such an idiot.
You are truly an out-of-control person.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I knew that I was going to crush.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
man.
A good one.
Oh, one last thing that we didn't get to in Around the League. With the Cowboys losing last night, Eagles magic number is 1 to win the division.
1 is the magic number.
So 1 Eagles win or 1 Cowboys loss throughout the rest of the season gets you the division. Most likely it is 3 seed for Eagles. 1 seed, pretty much impossible. I think the Rams have to lose out, and there's a lot of things that have to happen. 2 seed is still there, but they still need some help. They don't control their own destiny there. So looks like home game, and then see what happens. Well, that's either way for 2 seed or 3 seed, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So thank you, Cowboys. Had their nice little run. Notice we didn't hear from Cowboy Jim
today.
Well,
that 2 seed is important for that second round.
Yes.
Because you would have that home game the second round.
Would love. Well, I mean, they got to win out then for that for the 2 seed, it seems like. So so coming up next is the Jordan Mailata Show. It is me. It is Elliot Shore Parks and Jordan Mailata. Then, after that, at 7 o'clock live from Chickies and Pete's, is the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Jack Fritz, and this week's guest, Cam Jurgens, will be right here for the show.
I'm on the Players Lounge?
Did I say Jack Fritz?
Yeah.
I meant Elliot Shore Parks.
All right.
You guys all look the same.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I had to stay.
Yep. No, you do not have to stay. Then we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy. You know what else will take away your joy? What will take away your joy is you go to get hot water, and there's no hot water. Sucks! Maybe it's your shower. Maybe it's your kitchen sink. What do you need at that moment? Well, you need to remember two words. Bradford White. Bradford White. They make water heaters. Not just water heaters. Professional-grade water heaters that are about superior performance. What do you get with a professional grade Bradford White water heater. You get reliable hot water when you need it, where you need it, at your home, in your at your business, wherever it is. You also get a durable water heater that is going to last longer than anything else you're going to buy on the market. Put your trust in a water heater that is built to be the best. Get the performance you expect and you deserve. Bradford White. Bradford White. So when your water heater stops working, you need a new one, what I want you to do is remember Bradford White and ask your plumbing professional about them, or go to bradfordwhite.com to learn more and find a pro near you. Let's
live. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.